How many of you have used the National Public Health Performance Standards or seen them? Okay. It's the same format, only we have simplified it. That has hundreds of questions. This one has 60 or so questions. So where that could take several days, this can take half a day. And an example would be under number one, monitor. There are a series of questions. And what you do is you decide who you want to have at the table when, as a group, you assess your program or your agency. So we suggest that besides your own staff, you have other people in the public health department, constituents or citizens from your community. You might have an elected official, a person from your state, so that you really get an outside in as well as an inside internal look at your agency. You sit down with this instrument. We have free CDs on what are the 10 essential services before you even get started, so people know what they're talking about. And then you walk through these questions, and as a group you talk about them and you score yourself. So you say, do you have a system that routinely collects and analyzes environmental and health data in your community? And the emphasis throughout is on system. Yes, you might collect data or you might do a press release, but do you have a system for routinely educating and informing the public? Do you have a system for consistently developing your workforce? That kind of thing. So we don't expect anyone to score 75 or 100. We expect, that's the gold standard, that's the ideal. We expect that you will score 25 to 50 to 75. And that's good because you're taking an honest look and that will give you a baseline. There's a little vulnerability, and that's why the education part is so important, especially if you're having an elected official, in educating them that most people don't. And as we start to develop the national data, we will see that most people don't. And yet, they assume that we have this ability to respond to any emergency, and part of the education is, unless we have these 10 services in place, we aren't going to be ready for whatever hits us. So that's kind of part of the selling point of it. So as I mentioned, Celeste Davis was in charge of a three-state area with Indian Health Service. She worked with tribes, and she did this assessment with her staff, and you can see here 19 field offices, a huge area, 27 tribes, 90,000 people. So they used this to assess their program. And they also had an Albuquerque area evaluation tool, and that often comes up in our questions, so I'll tell you right now that this does work hand in hand with the FDA food standards, for example. Or if your state has a set of evaluation standards of its own, which Florida does and the state of Washington does, we often find that these mesh very nicely. So you don't have to choose between tools. You will have time to do this, and you will see how it fits with the other things. This is what they found, and interestingly, you'll see that their lowest ones are very consistent with the addition of workforce. Number 8 is develop the workforce. And when you do this for yourselves, then we have a set of criteria that you go through. Obviously, you can't improve everything at once. So you go through and select, where would I start? And you use criteria like, well, is there an easy win that I can use to celebrate success and educate other people? Or is there a really hot button issue for some of my elected officials, and if I improved that, it would be helpful to my department? So you do this. It also confirms where you're doing well. So they selected 1, 5, and 9. And they've also used it to orient and train their staff, and they've found that it can be used in a couple of local or national. So they were able to look at these standards. They adapted it to their local needs. They shared the best practices across the area, so it helped strengthen their whole area, even though they just pulled on one piece of the one string at the beginning. And they and other users have found that we're starting to provide more equitable services. I don't know about in your jurisdiction, but I was director of environmental health in Albuquerque for many years. It's a metro area of about 500,000. And we were surrounded by Indian tribes. And I can tell you that the people that lived across the border in a tribe did not have the same level of services, and yet they were a citizen in the same airshed, in the same watershed. And yet, why were they receiving less value because of where they lived? So what they did, and this is number one, monitoring environmental health, they developed health status indicators, and they did a community environmental health profile. And there are many tools out there for you to use, like PACH, but they developed a profile of their communities, and then they aligned this with where they wanted to improve their programs with people's own development plan. So it became part of the accountability of the individual workers. They also put it into their strategic plan. It helped them justify to IHS why they needed data improvements. And then they also, that was the second one, develop policies and plans. And then on evaluation, they started, developed a tool to do internal program assessments and customer satisfaction surveys. And again, the actual steps are up to you. It doesn't, this doesn't prescribe what you must do. It says, here's your gap, according to you. What do you think would be the next step? So it's a very flexible, personal tool. And I didn't get to ask Les, what is this? Now, did you ever have this when your children were little? A little table, they can't get out. You put them in these seats and they just sit there. But anyway, I don't know what that's like, why that was in there, but probably in protecting the health of the future. So that's what they did in Indian Health Service.